Shana Uch Mekol Chaim, and we're doing the laws of preparation for Tisha B'Av. So Rav Chaim David HaLevi writes that in honor of Shabbos, you're allowed to take a shower even in hot water. The Sfaradim, you know, they're only worried about washing the week of Tisha B'Av, and only with hot, but with cold it's okay. Obviously, someone who needs it for medical reasons, it's like 10% of the population that has this skin condition where they sweat and the sweat causes them to have pimples on their head. I don't remember the medical name for this. George, could you help me out? You don't know. Okay. I don't remember the medical name for this condition, but there are people whose bodies can't handle their own sweat, and usually it runs in families. But whatever the cause is, if a person has a medical reason, then obviously he's allowed to shower. Yeah?
I have this on my back.
Okay, fine. So you could shower. But you should try to take a shower, like maybe, how often do you need to shower?
I shower only two times a day, because if I sweat here in the back,
okay.
He's not Ashkenazi.
Ah, okay, right. Now, for Sfaradim, it's only the week of after Shabbos, and only up to Tisha B'Av, right? It's preferable to wash oneself with cold water. That way it's not a washing that's pleasurable. But if a person can't handle that, or he's going to get muscle cramps, or for whatever reason, so then fine. You could use, you know, lukewarm and then warm if you have to.
You could also wash your foot, your arm, and then the other arm.
Yeah, you could. I mean, if you have to. But we don't go that far. You know, generally it's either yes or no. If a person needs to wash, he needs to wash. If a guy's got his hands dirty, he should wash his hands. That's not the point. The point is like showers and things that we do more for pleasure. So if a guy's filthy, as we discussed earlier in the week, so then he cleans himself. The minig in Yerushalayim is that we do wear Shabbos clothing and we have the regular Shabbos davening, even this coming Shabbos. Even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down that you don't wear Shabbos clothes, you wear your weekday suit, you wear honorable clothing, but of a lesser nature. We don't have that custom. I don't know of any place that does have the custom. We do have certain customs. We will read on Shabbos the Pasuk in Sheni, Eicha Salavadi, with the Eichotun. We will read the Haftarah, which is the first chapter in the Navi Yeshaya. We read that with the tune of Eicha. The Yekis have a custom that the Shir HaMalos is sung with the tune of the last kina, the last lamentation that we say on Tisha B'Av, which is known as Elitzion Ve'areha, let Zion weep and its cities, and that the tune is Elitzion Ve'areha, Kemo Isha Ve'tzireha, Mechiv Tulacha Guratzak Ahal Bal Neureha. You guys know the tune? Ta da 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 da. So the Yekis sing the Shir HaMalos this Shabbos. All the Shir HaMalos go with that tune on the Shabbos Chazon. Yes?
I was listening to the radio call with Ayin, and they said there was a Shir. They said in some communities they did that. They did even shower for Shabbat, and they wear daily the clothing they use for daily use. But the rabbi said that minhag was that's not a good one, and some rabbis abolished the minhag. They psak as if it was
different minhagim. I'll tell you what Rabbi Feinstein told me when I discussed with him, waiting 3 hours between meat and milk. So you know the Ramah says you're supposed to wait 6 hours. The Shach says anyone that has any semblance of Torah within him is going to wait 6 hours. So my custom is to wait 3 hours. So he said to me, you know, at the end of the day, we're talking about Minhagim here, and if this is the Yekish Minhag, and the Yekish Kel has been doing it for centuries, so the Minhag overpowers all other things. We're talking about Minhagim anyways. Remember, we discussed earlier in the week, the Gemara talks about the meal before Tisha B'Av. The Gemara talks about the day before Tisha B'Av. This whole concept of a week beforehand, all the 9 days, you know, that's an Ashkenazi minhag. So if you're dealing with minhagim, so you go with the minhag. You know, some have the minhag that you do this, some have the minhag that you do that. I understand the Gra and others ask questions on the minhag, but at the end of the day, you see, it's a minhag. You can't just do away with the minhag. Some people like the Gra could, but we don't. You know, and both have, so long as both have a basis. If you want, later tonight, bring up the point of when do you go with the minhag and when not. Okay.